and the pleasant and well-beloved old shores and woods and houses sliding by, and the fisher boats at anchor off Calshot, their brown and olive sails reflected in the dun water, with dun clouds overhead, tipped with dull red from off the setting sun. A study for Van der Velde or Backhuysen in the tenderest moods. Like a dream seemed the twin lights of Hurst Castle and the Needles, glaring out of the gloom behind us, as if old England were watching us to the last with careful eyes and bidding us good speed upon our way. Then had come, still like a dream, a day of pouring rain, of lounging on the main deck, watching the engines and watching, too, for it was calm at night, the water from the sponson behind the paddle boxes, as the live flame heads leaped and ran amid the swirling snow, while some 15 feet beyond the untouched oily black of the deep sea spread away into the endless dark. It took a couple of days to arrange our little cabin penates, to discover who was on board, and a couple of days, too, to become aware, in spite of...